Here's a quick little thought I'm titling Ego Pixels, and it's a bit of a piggyback on yesterday's topic, which was titled A Convenience Camera. Well, I'm going to talk a little more about cameras, but I think this story is very illustrative of something that's really quite important that we shouldn't discount. And it has to do with a friend of mine who's unfortunately long passed away, but roughly 20 years ago, when digital photography was first catching hold, he knew that I had purchased a digital camera and had made prints and was checking it out, and that I was ahead of him on the learning curve. So he called up to pick my brain about what he might want to do relative to digital. And his primary question was, what is the image quality of the prints you are getting out of a digital camera? And he knew that I made relatively small prints, 8x10, maybe 11x14. Certainly I can do 5x7s. And he was interested in those sizes for a commercial application, primarily for doing either weddings or, more likely, senior portraits, which was his business. And so he was curious about my impressions on the quality of early digital cameras for that purpose. And I suggested that, you know, they would be perfectly appropriate for that. And I agreed to send him some 5x7 and 8x10 prints, which I did. He took a look at them and thought, this is fantastic. I mean, this will definitely do what I need it to do and be so much faster turnaround than film and processing and all of that, going through proofs with all the clients. He knew he could simply email digital images, low-res ones, off to his clients so they could make determinations about which images they wanted to purchase as 5x7 or 8x10 prints. So I said, go for it, and he did. He went immediately down to the local camera store, bought this exact same digital camera that I had, and used it literally that weekend for senior portraits at a prom. And he called me a few days later and said, thanks for the advice. It worked out perfectly. The camera's great. I love it, etc. Fast forward about 6 or 8 months. I hadn't seen him in the meantime. And when I next saw him, I said, hey, how's that camera working out for you? He said, oh, I had to give it up. I said, really, was it not sufficient for your needs? He said, no, it wasn't that. The camera was great. The pictures were great. The clients loved them. We loved it because the workflow was so much easier. He said, but the problem was, it's not a very professional-looking camera. And as a result of that, I started getting feedback about people saying, well, oh, you're just using that camera. I have that camera at home. I can maybe take my own pictures. And it cost him some business because he wasn't making a sufficient impression with the relatively new, inexpensive, consumer-grade digital camera, which made pictures that were perfectly acceptable, but they didn't project enough of a professional image. So he went back to his Hasselblad and back to film processing and etc. because of the impression that made on his clients that he had a professional camera and he was a professional photographer, where the little Fuji camera didn't communicate that at all. I thought it was a fascinating experience he had had that said a lot more about image projection than it did about the quality of the photographs. Now, fast forward a number of years, I was in China at a big event where a bunch of Chinese photographers and some American photographers were out in the field doing nature photographs, and I was there with my Micro Four Thirds cameras, and one of the Chinese photographers came up and asked me through my interpreter if I was embarrassed by showing up to such an important Chinese photographic event with such a small camera. And I said, oh, this camera does perfectly fine. You'll see when we're looking at the 11x14 prints later tonight. And sure enough, afterwards, he came up to me and said, I had no idea you could make those kinds of images with such an amateur camera. And that's when I learned that photography in China is a big status thing, because you have to have a lot of money to buy a camera, to travel, etc. And so the bigger the camera and the bigger the lens you have, the more status you have. It's not about what pictures you make, but rather about projecting the right kind of image. And that's not my game, because I do personally expressive fine art photography and I'm not out to impress anybody with my camera gear. But I recognize the validity of that way of thinking for certain industries, for certain individuals, for certain professionals. that how you are perceived in the marketplace is an important characteristic that might influence with significance your choice of gear and camera.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.